From the Bro Radio newsroom, I'm Austin Sparks. Jewish students in the UK have warned that anti-Semitism has become normalised at university. Students across more than 10 Welsh and English universities stated they had faced hostility and had to hide signs of their identity. Cardiff University student Oliver said that abuse was relentless over his 3 years of studying. A report into the issue by the Union of Jewish Students earlier this year called on universities to improve their standards when identifying and punishing hate crime. An inquest into the death of a 33-year-old man was unable to identify how his body was found in the Cardiff Bay Barrage. Emmanuel Cassette had been living in a hotel in central Cardiff before disappearing in June last year. His body was found in the water by a passerby only a week later. Area coroner Patricia Morgan concluded that there was no clear evidence to show the circumstances behind Cassette's death. South Wales police are appealing for information to help find a man from Barry with alleged domestic violence offences. 31-year-old Stephen Rogers is wanted on suspicion of assault and making threats to kill. Police are asking anyone who knows of Rogers' whereabouts or has seen him to reach out to them. A man in Fontagary has called for imminent safety improvements on the footpath to the beach. Local resident Gareth Bartley stated it's difficult to know who's responsible for the upkeep of the steps, but that immediate action needs to be taken. Last week, Mr. Bartley's wife had slipped on the steps, and another man suffered a head injury the next day. A Vale Council spokesperson responded that the authority has no responsibility for the area. In sport, Cardiff City teenager Axel Dongsu is set to join Premier League champions Arsenal. The 16-year-old became the Bluebirds' youngest ever senior player last October when he debuted against Newport County in the EFL Trophy.
For more local news for the Vale of Glamorgan,
head to broradio.fm.
This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And what have we got to look forward to in today's show? Well, we're going to be having some pre-season action and some FAW Trophy and Cup qualification matches have taken place. We're also going to be looking forward to the start of the Cymru Premier and the Cymru South season. We're going to be having a look at how your Vale teams have been getting along in the cricket, and we're going to have a look back at what's been going on in Glasgow in the Commonwealth Games. All that and more here to come at Bro Radio.
Rock and roll to you. Rock and roll to everyone. Oh yeah.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler. And it feels like only yesterday we were closing in on the previous Cymru Premier season and the new one just about to start. I know we did have that World Cup in the middle of all that, so it meant that we did feel like football kept going. But before all that, on Saturday, Barry Athletic, they beat Cascade 1-0 in the Welsh Cup qualifying round, and it was a 79th minute Fraser Hadley goal was good enough for the win. Next up for Barry Athletic, it's an away match on Saturday where they take on Tom Pentra in the FAW Amateur Trophy qualifying round. And Cardiff Airport, they were also in action on Saturday in the Welsh Cup qualifying round, taking on Ferenfach and winning that match 6-0. It wasn't a great start for the away side as they conceded two early own goals, followed by two goals from Oliver Amos for a 4-0 half-time lead. Ryan Escott got Cardiff Airport's fifth before Kieran Neal made it six. And Cardiff Airport are in Southern League action tomorrow. They're away to AFC Clwyd. And back in the Cymru Premier, Barrytown United, they are back in action on Friday where they take on Cambrian Athletic, hoping to build on last season's third place in the Cymru Premier. It's been quite a promising pre-season for them, and they've been bedding some new players in as well. So let's get behind Barrytown United for their 2026-2027 Cymru Premier campaign. And they're not the only Vale teams in action as well. As Lantwick Major, they start their Cymru South campaign on Saturday, where they're at home to Pure Swansea. And Kyrelia are also away to Carnarvon Town in the Cymru South, and that's on Saturday as well. And Ely Rangers are in Football Association of Wales Trophy qualifying action on Saturday, where they're away to Newport. And that is what's going on with all your selected football from around the Vale. And as the season soon kicks in, we'll be keeping you across more teams there. So this is your one-stop shop for your results when it comes to football around the Vale. But up next at Bro Radio, we're going to have a dip into the Commonwealth Games and see how Team Wales has been getting on there.
Radio.
It's back for 2026. And this year, Barry Town Council's Family Fun Day has a fantasy theme. It's all happening at King Square and Central Park between 11 and 4 on Thursday, August the 27th. We'll have dragons and archery and falconry displays. Add to that, Vikings and Knights, workshops, gaming and market traders, and it's one fantastical family day out for all ages. Oh, and it's completely free. Don't miss our fantasy-themed Family Fun Day on August the 27th. Get details at barrytowncouncil.gov.uk.
Park Funerals are your local independent funeral directors, having served the community for over 12 years. We put your family's needs first, providing the dignified departure that your loved one deserves. We will keep and care for them at our premises in Barry until they are laid to rest, while caring for you too, keeping our costs fair and offering direct cremations and pre-need funeral plans to help give you peace of mind. To find out more, visit our website parkfunerals.co.uk or call us on 01446 421 212 and our caring team will help you.
For quality car parts at low prices, head to LMF Motorfactors on Main Street, Barry. Whatever parts you need, brake pads and batteries, to oil and accessories, our experienced team will find what you need. LMF Motorfactors is an independent company that values the business of our local community, and we're determined to keep the Vale on the road for less. LMF Motorfactors. Visit us today on Main Street, Barry. Why go anywhere else?
Case Cafe at the YNCA Hub has a brand new name. Introducing Hub Coffee, the place to be for great coffee and good conversation. Our own blend fair trade coffee really hits the spot. And we cook our party breakfasts till 11:30 a.m. Hub Coffee also serves a tasty lunchtime menu featuring some special offers for kids. You'll find Hub Coffee in the YMCA on Court Road with free on-site parking, and we're open 9 till 6 weekdays and 9 till 2 on Saturdays. Ta-ta tantalk. See you soon.
Get the latest traffic and travel on the Bro Radio app or at broradio.fm/travel.
Powered by DG Window Services, a family-run business with 30 years' experience. Just search DG Window Services online.
Are we losing touch? Here's a little ghost for the offering. Yeah, 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 yeah. Here's a truck stop instead of St. Peter's. Yeah, 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 yeah. Mr. Andy Kaufman's gone wrestling. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now, Andy, did you hear about this one? Tell me, are you locked in the pond? Hey, Andy, are you goofing on Elvis? Hey, baby, are we losing tough? If you believe they put a man on the moon, man on the moon. If you believe there's nothing out there to see, nothing is cool. If you believe.
Is your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler, and we're going to have a look at how Wales have been getting on in the Commonwealth Games. It started on Thursday with the opening ceremony, and since then Wales have amassed six trophies so far. Yep, six. I was just double checking my maths there. Good job there's not a Commonwealth Games for counting, because I think I would have just slipped off the podium there. But Wales are currently sitting in 10th with one silver and five bronzes, and the silver came in the S113 100 metre freestyle, and that was for Ella Letton-Jones, and the bronze medal is in the 4x200 metre freestyle, the S14 200 metre freestyle, and that was Rhys Darby, and the 4x100 metre freestyle mixed relay. So we've done really quite well in the pool, but we did win two on dry land, and they were both bronzes, and it was the woman's vault, and that was won by Abigail Roper, and the woman's uneven bars, and that was Emily Roper, and Emily Roper was in fourth place on the women's vault there as well. So that's good effort there by Team Wales. There's still other matches going on. I know we've done quite well in the netball and in the basketball as well there, but it's Commonwealth Games. It is something a little special, and it's great that it's actually going on, because originally this should have been held down in Australia on this one, and Glasgow kind of stepped in as the last minute, so it may be people may be wondering why it seems to be a little pared back to what it normally is, and I think this is just showing that the Commonwealth Games can still be done, but it doesn't have to cost the money that people sort of assume go hosting major tournaments like that. And I think with any of the home nations, it's always a really good turnout for these events as well. And it's just, you know, it's just a shame that some sports did get cut from the Commonwealth Games, hockey being one of them, and hockey is normally a sport that brings in a lot of audience. But I think it's just the way that things are going, and it's great that Glasgow stepped in and they got the Commonwealth Games going, because there was a real doubt that the Commonwealth Games may not have been going on at all. But as I said, Wales currently sitting there in 10th place, so they're one place above Northern Ireland. They're sitting just a little bit behind Scotland, one medal behind Scotland, although Scotland have picked up a couple of gold medals in that, and that's in the pool as well, where they really are quite strong on there. But we'll be keeping an eye out on what's going on throughout the rest of the Commonwealth Games, as it's not going on for a huge amount of time. I think it's only 10 days it's going on, so it's really condensing it. And what's unique about the Commonwealth Games this time is they're running the Para Games alongside the same time as the rest of the Commonwealth Games there as well. It's really great to see sort of all the athletes mix in and go on Team Wales. I'm sure that you can get a few more medals in before the end of this. I'm really looking forward to some of the cycling events for Team Wales and seeing where they get on. Once they get out of the, hopefully they can get out of the pool phases in the basketball and the netball, and the balls competitions there. But we're going to keep you across what's going on in the Commonwealth Games. But up next here at Bro Radio, we're going to be bringing you one of our local music artists, and this is Lewis Nag's "Forget How to Forgive." And this is written in the shadow of loss. The track sees Lewis turn a difficult period of his life into a powerful reflection of grief, forgiveness, and the importance of embracing every moment we are given. Captured entirely in a single take with nothing more than an acoustic guitar and his voice, the recording preserves the vulnerability and honesty of the original performance, allowing the emotion behind the song to come through without distraction. Drawing influence from folk, indie rock, Americana and grunge, Lewis creates music that balances emotional depth with the energy and intensity of his live performances.
Is there a place where I can go where this life won't take its toll? A bit of sweetness for my heart to make its home. Feelings come and flow, but there's one thing that I know. We ain't getting out of here alive. Dear Dad, I woke up kinda sad today. It must have been a dream I had of your memory fading away. 'Cause life don't come easy. Not a game I wanna play. If heaven's re-entry, there must be a hell to pay. And nobody is gonna tell you how to live. And I'm sorry if I forget how to forgive. This world that I don't know. And why is it a surprise when we feel alone? We take our time, we take our chance, despite the weight of circumstance. We ain't getting out of here alive. And decide I woke up kinda mad today. It must have been a dream I had of something getting in my way. 'Cause life don't to forgive. If I forget how 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 to forgive.
So that was Lewis Nags with "Forget How to Forgive." And on your Monday Night Sport here, we're going to just talk a little bit about how fantastic this time of year is, and I tell you why it's fantastic. We've got the football season just around the corner. The rugby season's just about to start. The Elite Hockey League's only a month or so away. And it's this time of year, it's a bit like my Christmas is. And I think anyone who listened to me last year know that I absolutely love this time of year. And the great thing about this time of year, there's all hope for the season. Whichever sport that you're following, a lot of seasons start coming up, and there's hope your team hasn't lost. They're still in all the cup competitions. There's still the silverware to go for as well. And who knows what's going to happen? We can dream about about winning trophies and supporting our teams. And it is just like that most fantastic time of year. And I really love it. And I think most people who sort of follow sport probably feel the same sort of way, and it's that big hope of what's the season going to bring, because nobody knows when it's live sport as well. We don't know how it's going to play out. Your football team might have lost some players, they might have brought some new players in, you might be excited to see how they're getting on. You might have seen some pre-season action for your sports team as well, and you might have been like, oh, they're looking really good in pre-season, or you've seen some things that you're not too sure about, but they're hoping that they might spring a bit of a surprise for you there in pre-season as well. And that's why I love this time of year. I love sort of watching how the season unfolds, and I think we all do it. We all look at our teams that we support in whatever sport it is, and there's certain fixtures that you keep a lookout for. If I'm towards the football, then for me I always look for Barrytown United's fixtures, particularly what they're playing when they're playing around Christmas, so sort of the Boxing Day and the New Year's Eve / New Year's Day fixtures. For the rugby, Barry Rugby Football Club, they start life in Division 2 East Central, where there is going to be a Vale clash where they take on Cowbridge. Now that's going to be a really good match there as well, so that's another one to look forward to. And again, it's the seasonal fixtures in the rugby as well. We know they're going to take a little bit of a break for the Autumn Internationals, the continuation of the Nations Championship, and then before we know it, they'll be in rugby. It'll be the Six Nations upon us. When it comes to the ice hockey, we've got the Elite Hockey League. We've got the Challenge Cups. First matches, a few matches underway there for the Cardiff Devils as well. So it's hope and anticipation for the season ahead, and that's why I think this time of year is absolutely fantastic, because we can all dream of our teams doing well. But up next at Bro Radio, we're going to have a look around the grounds of what your Vale cricket teams have been getting up to and what we've got to look forward to the weekend coming.
Bro Radio.
If you want pet supplies delivered free to your door, or dream of having a beautiful garden, then Uno's Pet and Garden Store in Llanfit Major is the name to know. From poultry to puppies, horses to hamsters, whatever the pet, we have what you need, including food, treats and treatments. We also stock all your garden essentials, so whether you're a green-fingered expert or a less prolific planter, we have everything you need for your perfect garden, and offer free delivery to the majority of the Vale with no minimum order. Visit us online now at unospetstore.com. That's unospetstore.com.
Memoria Cardiff and Glamorgan invite you to visit their beautiful memorial park on Port Road East. Come and take a look around the peaceful grounds, where they offer both cremation and burial plots designed to provide a lasting place of remembrance. Meet the friendly team who will be on hand to answer any questions and guide you through the options available. Find out more at cardiffandglamorganmemorial.co.uk. Or call 01446 724 042.
Next time you need a room for a get-together, a board meeting, or that next big event, talk to the YMCA in Barry. As we've flexible spaces in a great location, we've rooms for small meetings, large conferences, and everything in between. YMCA Barry is great value too. We're easy to get to, we've plenty of on-site parking, we can even sort the catering. To make your event a success, book now at ymcabarry.org.uk.
The water is home to unseen threats. Threats that will take your breath away. Cold water and hidden currents catch out even the strongest swimmers. If you find yourself struggling in the water, remember, float to live. Tilt your head back with your ears submerged, relax, and try to control your breathing. Float to live is a life-saving message from the RNLI.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to have a look at how your Vale cricket teams have been getting on. And we're going to start with the Vale County Cricket Club. So their first 11, they beat Penarth's second 11 by 9 wickets. Their second 11, they beat Hopkins Town's first 11 by 54 runs. But their third 11, they lost to Lisvain's fourth 11 by 3 wickets. And the Vale County Cricket's fourth 11, they conceded to Ponthier's fourth 11. And what have we got looking for coming up for this weekend for the Vale Cricket Club? So the first 11, they're away to Blackwood Town's first 11. The second 11, they're at home to Penarth's third 11, and that's going to be at Corntown. And the third 11, they're at home to Newport Fugitives' third 11, and that's going to be in Wick Village Green. And the fourth 11, they're away to Bridge End Town's fifth 11. And now we're going to take a little move over to Barry Athletic and Barry Athletic's first 11. They lost to Abergavenny's second 11, and they lost by 64 runs. And the second 11 lost to Mountain Ash's first 11 by 9 wickets. What have we got to look forward to for this weekend for Barry Athletic Cricket Club? So their first 11 are at home against Cardiff's third 11, and the second 11 they're away to St Fagan's third 11. And we're going to move over now to Penarth and the Penarth Cricket Club. So their first 11 lost to St Fagan's first 11 by 6 wickets. The second 11 they lost to the Vale's first by 9 wickets. And the third 11 lost to Tow's first 11 by 193 runs. And the fourth 11 lost to Tow's second 11 by 92 runs. And the fifth 11 lost to Cardiff's fifth 11 by 7 wickets. But what has Penarth Cricket Club got to look forward to? So, on the weekend, the first 11's away to Pontralis's first 11. The second 11's at home to Chepstow's second 11. The third 11 are away to the Vale's second 11. And the fourth 11 are at home to Bridge End Town's third 11. And the fifth 11 are away to Monmouth's third 11. So that keeps you up to date with what's been going on with selected cricket results from around the Vale. And I must admit, the weather we've had, the certainly the cricket action has been able to be keep on the field. Some years we've had quite a few where they've been postponed due to weather, and it's caused sort of a bit of a fixture backlog, but certainly the weather's been kind to the cricket. If anything, maybe a little bit too kind to them, because I would imagine that it's very warm fielding and very warm sort of concentrating on batting with all the temperatures we've been having. But probably absolutely fantastic weather for just sitting there and supporting your local cricket teams from the pavilion with a little bit of shade and something cool to drink to keep you cool there, but any support that you can give your local cricket teams is going to be fantastic. And it's nice that we can still get out and sport and watch sport when the weather's like this, because we know that it's probably going to turn around in the next few months as well, and then we'll be wishing for sunshine when it's all gone. But have you got a sports team that you would like to be showcased here at Bro Radio? I'll explain how you can do that coming up next.
Stay, stay. Come on,
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. Is there a sports team, sports club or sport that you think I should be talking about that you think the rest of the Vale of Glamorgan should know? Then what you need to do is get in touch with me and you can use the email sport@broradio.fm. That's sport@broradio.fm. Or you can find us on the social media. And we could be asking you all about this sports team, sports club or sport that you find so fantastic. We could even invite you along here to Bro Radio headquarters where you could tell us all about this sport that you love so much. And get a little bit of a grilling from me about the rules or laws, because I always like to know how to play the games, and I think I like to find a little bit of a loophole in some of them as well. But that's what you can do, and we can be telling the people of the Vale about this sport. It might not just be a sport, it could be one of the unsung heroes, the volunteers behind the scenes that actually make the club tick, the person who's always the first one there and the last one out the door, who does all the unseen work. It could be someone who's who's been on the playing side of the team that has been there for as long as everyone can remember. And we want to celebrate people like that. And in fact, all the fantastic sport that goes on in the Vale, because I know there is hundreds of sports clubs, sports teams and sports orientated people out there that just love the Vale, they love the community and they love the sport that they're doing. And I would love to hear from you so we can showcase everything good that you do for the Vale of Glamorgan here at Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station. But up next here at Bro Radio, we've got another fantastic evening show with Patrick.
The phone book is the one across the hall. If you don't answer, I'll just bring it off the wall. I know he's there, but I just try to call.
We've been hanging on the telephone. We've been hanging on the telephone.
I heard from Marvel, now she's going out the door. Did she go to work or just go to the store?
Off school can mean children fall behind. But missing out on school doesn't just mean missing out on learning. It means missing out on opportunities, friendship, and fun. If your kids are missing out on school for whatever reason, or if you're struggling to send them in the first place, support is available. Just see valeofglamorgan.gov.uk/missschoolmissout. Attend school for a brighter future. Don't miss out.
Barrytown United kick off the new Naveera Cymru Premier campaign by welcoming newly promoted Cambrian United to Jenner Park on Friday, 31st July. Get behind the town with adult tickets at £8 and under 16s going free. Enjoy Friday night football at Jenner Park with kickoff at 7:45 p.m. Keep up to date across the season by searching Barrytown United online.
The summer holidays are upon us, and if you're looking for great ways to keep the whole family entertained, we've got you covered at Fonmon Castle. As well as an immersive film weekend in August, we have special themed weekends too, like pirates and fairies, K-pop, ice princess and superheroes at the castle. You can encounter dinosaurs in Jurassic Wales, follow the Welsh folklore story trail, explore the castle grounds, let off steam in our play areas. Oh, and we're open 10 till 4 daily all summer long. Book tickets at fonmoncastle.com.
Whatever the weather, we're making the most of the summer months here in the Vale of Glamorgan. Come rain or shine, every day at midday, we'll be serving up anthems that'll bring you good vibes and the urge to put those sunglasses on. Summer Anthems on Bro Radio with Cardiff and Vale College. Discover courses starting this September at cabc.ac.uk. On FM,
DAB,
smart speaker,
and the Bro Radio app.
This is Bro Radio